White House says sanctions alone aren't enough. Lisa Brady, Fox News. But National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they are a critical tool and that more sanctions on Russia are coming, in addition to more military assistance for Ukraine. After what's been found in towns around Ukraine's capital, hundreds of civilians killed, including reports of rape and torture.
We had already concluded that Russia committed war crimes in Ukraine, and the information from Bucha appears to show further evidence of war crimes. And as the president said, we will work with the world to ensure there is full accountability for these crimes.
Earlier today, President Biden said President Putin should face a war crimes trial. France and Germany announcing they'll expel dozens of Russian diplomats. President Biden claiming some progress on supply chain issues while highlighting his action plan for the trucking industry.
With two 18-wheeler cabs parked behind him, President Biden set his sights on continuing to put more truckers on the road to deliver goods. Numbers had dwindled in part because of the pandemic. He said one problem, slow issuances of commercial driver's licenses, and that's being corrected.
So far in 2022, we're issuing CDLs at double the rate of last year, 120,000 in January and February alone.
He says speeding up wait times for truckers to get their cargo is also helping to unclog the supply chain. The president says more training opportunities are also attracting more people to the job.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Critics say the plan doesn't address the impacts of rising gas prices and COVID vaccine mandates. The CDC says the more contagious Omicron subvariant, BA2, now makes up more than 72% of variants in the U.S., but there hasn't been evidence it's any more dangerous than Omicron. On Capitol Hill, bipartisan talks continue on more funding to fight COVID. The White House says the emerging deal won't meet all needs. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
One man's under arrest in connection with a mass shooting over the weekend in Sacramento, California, but the search continues for more suspects.
18 people were hit by gunfire, 6 people were killed, and 5 were still in the hospital. In an updated statement, Sacramento police said they'd arrested Dondre Martin, calling him a related suspect, saying he was booked for assault and illegal firearm possession. The shooting happened in an area where there are several bars and restaurants early Sunday morning, and afterward, Police Chief Kathy Lester said,
"We know that a large fight took place just prior to the shootings, and we have confirmed that there are multiple shooters."
She had asked for anyone with pictures or videos to send them in, and Monday police said they'd received more than 100 files in their community evidence portal. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The jury's still out in the trial of 4 men who deny plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor, the defense blaming FBI agents and informants for the alleged conspiracy. Deliberations began this morning. The Grammys send people searching for a wide variety of information.
Olivia Rodrigo, Google's most searched performer in the U.S. during the Grammy Awards. The tech company seeing an uptick in searches for Who is Donatella Versace, Chris Stapleton tour, and how many members of BTS following the K-pop group's performance. Google also reports an over 1,300% increase in searches for what language do they speak in Ukraine, with searches for I Stand with Ukraine quadrupling on the site following Ukrainian President Zelensky's recorded message during the Grammys. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Stocks finished higher, the Dow up more than 100 points at the close. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gains more than 1% as Elon Musk becomes the biggest shareholder of Twitter, buying a more than 9% stake. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.